Committee meeting to order. And the reason we're here for the Water Committee meeting is, I'll let Evan explain, he knows the most about it, that has been involved with it and kind of what the situation is, and I think the mayor knows about it too, but to kind of fill everybody else in, if you would, if you could.
Yeah, 404 North Angel, resident called sometime last year, I know before winter, was the first snowfall we had, and me and the public work crew went over there and we tried to see what was going on, she said she had very low pressure, so we exercised the curb box and we took the meter off inside the house, so the direct line, she didn't have much pressure, and come to find out she's had this going on that she had told me, you know, at least 8 years. I informed her that it was her responsibility, the city owns the water main only, so that's a service line, and that she needed to contact a plumber. And recently we did go down and we dug up the curb stop just to cut it there to see, you know, help out the best we can to see if it was in the curb stop or anything, and there's still, you know, pressure there, so somewhere else she's got an issue, it's an old galvanized line. She's on Maple, the nearest water main that she's hooked to currently is on the west side of Main Street. The next closest main would be East Eisenhower, or East Milton, or North Illinois. It's all a block away, a lot of them houses are, there's just no water main running down through there, so.
Has any other of the neighbors complained about anything in that area? I don't.
Not that I'm aware.
I don't say I hadn't heard anything either. And what's my understanding, that's probably been going on longer than 8 years, but what I wanted to, of course I know it's nasty tonight, I was going to give them a chance to talk, but I didn't know if they would come or not, but the only thing we can do is, and that's what I wanted to find out, if it was anything, the complaint was it was us,
yeah,
the city, and well, we know it's not the city.
Yeah, our water main.
So everything up to her curb stop is good. I mean, she's good for the from the tap clearing to her house, but
not 100%. I'd say from the tap in to the curb stop.
But probably if it's going to have to be redone, it's going to have to be done from the tap in.
Yeah.
It's only a 3/4
the main
line.
In.
Yeah, it's 3/4 inch.
And 3/4 that distance at that age, it's already lost a lot of volume through it.
So.
And it would be cheaper if they did it from Eisenhower, stay away from Maine so you don't get into the highway and all that.
Yeah.
But you're still going to have a long way.
Well, you got a street opening and everything else, so.
Then man, it's easier to cut in the street if you have to than miss that highway.
Yeah.
That's where you're running into big bucks.
So, you know, I
but if it's your service line, why?
My recommendation, I guess, is just inform them that the problem's not ours. It's not the city of Lewistown itself. It's up to the homeowner, so they're just going to have to take care of it. I think that's what they've been told. I don't know if there's any financial help out there through county or state or anything to help them with it if they needed it. I don't know. So. Because there's a tap fee to tap, if they have to re-tap, of course they're going to have to. And then there's a street opening fee, whatever that is, to do that. So. But that's the only thing I can see. That's why we're having a meeting tonight, to see if anybody else has got any other suggestions.
Nothing else you can do.
Have we ever had agreements where we fix it and then charge them so much?
I don't think so.
Until they pay it back, like add on to their water bill a little bit?
And that's what I'm saying, I was wondering if there was any other money out there. I mean, it's something that...
Is she an older lady?
I would think there would be some relief out there somewhere for them, but I don't know where it would be at. And unless some organization or some church or whatever wants to help them out as far as tap fee or something. Or as far as that goes, I guess if they had to do it, I think tap fee's what, $100 or... Not very much, I don't think. Just a tap on, and then, you know, it might be something that, you know, maybe we can help them without, with up on, help them on that. We would, since they have to go farther than what would be normal, that we could maybe help them with the tap fee, and then they just pay for the rest of it, so.
Well, it's just the cost for a street opening.
And the street opening, I don't know what that's going to cost. Do you know what the normal rate is? Is there a normal rate for...
I think it's very low. It's, I think it's only $100 for a street opening.
I was going to say it was always lower than what it should have been.
Yeah.
Because there is never enough to do it the right way. So let's put it that way.
Yeah, don't pay for the materials.
Yeah.
How far is it from like Life Matter?
I didn't measure it. I know. I don't know.
Half a block?
Probably.
I'm just curious.
She did get some or I don't know if it was estimates or quotes, but she did have some plumbers look at it and give her some ideas, but she didn't pursue it at all. And where she had called me was saying that, you know, we should be paid for it, and then it was just back and forth, and then finally I was like, you need to, you know, talk to the council. I can't do nothing for you until, you know, talk to the water committee, they'll talk to the council and see what they say. You can speak your mind there, so that's why.
Did she get an estimate?
She says yes, but...
But she didn't tell you?
She gave me some prices, a few different prices from the same person, so I'm sure she might have got something, maybe a ballpark, I'm not sure.
Well, and like I said, I'm sure something, as far as the openings and the tap fee, even if we could always stretch that out too, you know, for a little ways, and if we decided to have her pay everything, you know, I'm sure we could stretch it out and you know, $25 or at a time or whatever until it's paid for, we could do that. But as far as paying for the whole thing, there's just, no, we don't want to get into that because we'd be doing half of them in town.
One of your conversations, didn't she try and deny that you'd ever rented her out?
Yeah, there's been a lot of conversations since last year, just between her and I.
Saying that we weren't doing anything for her.
Yep.
But as far as I'm concerned, at this time, my...
I'm going to keep that in mind, too.
My thing is the fact that she's just going to have to get it fixed, and if she has a problem with it, it's her problem. She's going to have it fixed, and if there's any way we can help with the tap or whatever, that's fine. Or we can help delay the pay or something, that's up to the council or up to the committee, and then up to the council whether we can do that or not. So I'm sure we can work with them that way. So, but as far as doing the whole thing, no.
I don't think he's had very good conversations with her.
Well, she's an older lady living by herself.
I don't know her. I might, but...
I don't know her at all.
So.
No, she... This is against younger people, I think. The older lady passed away, and
yeah,
they had inherited the house.
Or she inherited... Well, how old lady are we talking?
It's a couple, I think.
Yeah, I'm not sure who it is now.
So it's not an older...
The older lady passed away.
I don't even know what house it is.
It'd be right behind Jollis and... right to the east.
That house, that's had a problem more than 8 years.
The one with the iron fence around it?
Yeah, it's a white house in the corner.
Oh.
404 North Maple.
Okay. Behind Jollis?
Yep.
Okay.
And right to the east.
Okay, the windows kind of go all the way down the ground.
Yeah, my recommendation is just, you're going to have to fix it. If you got a problem, fix it. I mean, that's all we can do.
On that one.
And then they can approach us from there. If they want to bring, they want to, if they want to come to the council and ask us about helping with
Beautiful night.
You know, the opening or whatever, then they can approach the council at that time, but as far as I'm concerned, just fix it, so.
Well, like John said, if we do that, we're opening up a can of worms.
No, we can't.
We can't do anything like that, we would have a mess in town.
Yeah, we can't.
Lots of people like that.
Oh, they'd be waiting in line.
Yeah, no, we can't do that.
Especially in an area, we've had lots of people that's had to run water lines long, what, yeah, the.
Yeah, there was one ran a few years ago.
Didn't Jeff Braden have to run one, country mile, much?
Yeah, he had to run from Eisenhower.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that'd be my recommendation, just tell them if they're just gonna have to fix it, they'll get your bids and have it fixed, and if they wish to come back to the council as far as the opening and street opening and tap price, we could probably work with them as far as.
I don't see a problem with that.
Maybe, I mean, they come back, they can bring it personally to the council.
Yes, I don't see a problem with that, they bring it to the council.
And bring it to the council, and you know, we can help you maybe spread it out a little bit, if that's some of the problem, but as long as we get it, that's no problem, we can spread it out, so. That's the way I see it, so.
Yeah, and our part's gonna be the cheapest part of that deal.
Yeah, sure, but you know, we can help that way, but as far as the rest of it, there's nothing we can do, I mean, if. We can give them a recommendation as far as somebody to do it, I suppose, if we know the people in the area, but other than that, I think that's where we're gonna have to be on it. Any other conversation on this item? All right, I adjourn this meeting.
Please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for the prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for all those in attendance. Please bless this council and help us make the best decisions for the people of Lewistown. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Thank you everyone for coming. Clerk, will you call the roll, please?
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Here.
Jim Long.
Here.
Brad Ward.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
Dave Livingston's absent. John Spotlow.
Here.
Mayor Leiferry.
Here. All right, having a quorum, if everyone had a chance to look at the minutes of the December 12th meeting. Have any additions, corrections, questions, comments on the minutes?
I move to approve the minutes of December 12th, 2023 meeting.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries. Cindy, clerk's report?
I don't think I have anything.
Treasurer's report, Debbie?
Other than the treasurer's report, I have nothing tonight.
All right, thank you. Any questions for the treasurer? All right, moving on, attorney's report, Mr. Collins?
Nothing for me, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Engineer's report, we have no engineer. Public comments and petitions, anyone here wish to address this board from the public? All right, hearing nothing, we'll move on. Committee reports, finance, insurance, and zoning, Sally Clark.
Nothing to report this time.
Thank you, ma'am. Sewer, John Spotlow.
Nothing else happened, I don't know.
Thank you. Streets and alleys, David's gone. Police and ESDA, Brad Ward.
I have nothing, I have a couple things in new business we'll discuss.
All right, thank you. Water?
We had a committee meeting and made a decision on the situation that we had, and the recommendation was to turn it over to the landowners that is their situation to take care of, so.
All right, thank you. Utilities, publications, public buildings, and grounds, Jim Long.
I have nothing, Evan might have something.
All right, tourism?
Havana. I don't hate to bring up Havana, but anyway, they're having a spark that's called Spark is Places of Innovation, and it's put on by the Smithsonian Exhibition, and it's January the 13th through February the 17th. They're gonna have like Smithsonian Museum on Main Street program, and they got different people in the area that's gonna host it. It's like the Mason County Arts and a bunch of other people, but one of them that was most interesting that I put down was they're going to have a talk. I'll have to look up the day, but they're going to have a talk on how Havana rejuvenated their town, kind of how they did it and what they went through, and that, and they're going to open it up for discussion and kind of help anybody that comes, and they're going to explain what they did. And so I thought it would be a good situation to put ourselves into, if we could, and see what they did. And,
what day is that?
I'm not sure on that day exactly. I think it said, let me look real quick, if I can work my phone. My calendar, I think it's the 20. I was thinking it was the 28th. It's on a Sunday. It says Havana History Display, explore the temporary companion exhibit of Havana featuring unique artifacts, and plus this Tammy Davidich of the Mason County Geological and Historical Society, I think, is one that's putting on, talking about the rejuvenation of Havana. But I'll get the information for sure, and then I'll pass it on to Cindy. She can email you.
Yeah,
you think it's Sunday?
I think this one was Sunday, but I'm not positive. That's what it says on my calendar. But there are several different days. Like I said, it runs through from like the 13th clear through. But I'll find out for sure.
Okay.
I have another entry here for the 24th. On the same thing, so, and that's on a Wednesday. So
I looked it up, and that's what I read, the 13th through the 17th.
Yeah, it is, but this one particular thing, they have several. They have one that's the Forbes Biological, and some of the Illinois River group is putting on displays and talking about their stuff. So if I get more information, I'll pass it on. But it is out there. It is on Facebook. It is in the newspaper. I know they've been putting it in their newspaper and that. But I think it's something that we
Havana
probably
website. Like
they have
a chamber or
something. Havana Historic.
Yeah.
But there'd be a good chance to go down and maybe as a group, and we can ask questions. And I'm sure they'd be glad to answer them and maybe help us out. So that's all I have.
All right. Thank you, Kendall. Tiff, John's father.
No, sir.
Thank you. Citizens Committee, I don't see Amanda. Did she?
I haven't heard from her.
Mm-hmm. Christmas Committee, Mr. Kenny Hickey.
Pretty dark uptown, isn't
it? It is.
Yeah,
it is.
It's so frosty.
We come up through there the other night, and I made a comment to Jenny, look how almost sad it is right now without all the lights. And then I'd be darned if I didn't get a text later that night from some people about how they miss it already.
Yeah.
So, but I think everything went pretty well this year. Of course, we had a couple problems with the rain getting into stuff, but Evan and I, we've chattered about it and stuff, trying to figure out a way to...
That's happened about every year.
Yeah, it's happened to us.
There was a rumor that Frosty was a little tipsy.
Yeah, he got a little tipsy a couple times.
Yeah, tipsy too.
Well, I'm thinking if he stood out there that long, he would too. But got a few ideas for next year. Some of us already been talking. We'll have a meeting here before long. We was talking about having one maybe this week, but once we saw the weather was what it was doing, we thought, it's not that important to have something that.
Yeah.
But just kind of go over what we did last year and then have a few plans for next year. But I thought Frosty was a pretty good thing.
Wasn't he great? He was.
I think there should be a gingerbread house contest.
That's been brought up numerous times. Yeah. And Evan had that gazebo. I mean, that was...
But I want to tell you, inside with the kids, it was fantastic. They sit down, they wrote letters to Santa, and they had their chocolate and their cookie. They were so excited to be in there and write those letters to Santa and ran out there and put it in that mailbox, and it was amazing. I mean, they bought into it so well, and we were just overrun.
I think Mrs. Santa enjoyed it, too. This was her first year.
Yes, yes.
And when she would speak her Taiwanese or however you say it, and they would say that's elf talk, you know, and the kids really...
Oh, the kids bought into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right now. And,
but it was just so much fun in there. We had a ball.
And we had 70 trees. That was pretty good.
70 trees.
Wow. But I did talk to Table Grove. I asked them if they was having trouble with the electricity and the water and kicking their stuff out. But Jenny and I went down and asked Dory and, you know, made the circuit Table Grove, and all the lights were on, so I get a hold of Angie Danner down there, and she says, no, but our circuit breaker's from 1920. So, I think maybe ours might be a little more up to date, so
need to be updated a little bit.
But anyway, that's what I got.
Well, thank you guys, that's beautiful. Thank you.
All right, Kenny, thank you very much.
Maybe an Easter egg trees now, I don't
know. I told my wife that Valentine's Day, she just shook her head like...
Like to see about maybe music. That's what it was. Yeah. Music. We were missing music.
Yeah.
We got to figure something out about the way to do music.
Yeah, we do. Have that music in the park.
I'll be back next year for sure. So I couldn't be there this year, but yeah, I need to have something. That,
like every evening, have it come on or something.
Yeah. A lot of people would like it if we had music on all the time up there.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
At Carol on or something.
It doesn't have to be blowing out windows or anything like that, but.
It'd be nice, I think. Everybody loves Christmas music.
And some
Christmas rap.
It doesn't have to be like $1 million thing to put up there. What we used in years that night.
Yeah.
I don't remember how much you said, but it wasn't all that expensive.
Yeah, you could probably put it on a timer or something.
Yeah, just have it kick on at, say, 4 o'clock when everybody's leaving the courthouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Take turn singing. Again, that's all I got.
Sure.
Nope.
All right. Thank you, Kenny. We're moving on. Public Works Report. Evan Palmer, what do you have for us, buddy?
I had to put line inventory on hold. Pile of snow. That's pretty much it. Getting ready for the cold weather.
All right. Those
trees look good.
Yep, yeah, they're doing a good job. All right. We have no unfinished business, it looks like. We're going to move into new business. Talking about selling a handgun, is that Brad?
Yeah, this would have been a handgun that was purchased last chief of police. It doesn't have any use for the department. The only problem is he took the gun to Pekin Guns to give him an estimate on what they. And he said the resale value is about $900. They'll give you 70% of the resale value, which is that's a good way you're going to get any place you unless you sell it to an individual, which is. Probably a little complicated, so it'd be $630 is what we would get out of it.
I don't know why we're going to use it, are they?
That's the only problem, is that it's not going to be used here, or everybody else is carrying something else.
I mean, I think we...
I'm willing to offer you more than that and take care of all the complicated. So, I mean, I don't know if that's an appealing idea for you or not, but...
Well, I would like to get more than what the... Obviously, we paid a lot more for this gun.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a valuable...
And even the 900 resale value, that's because it's going as used, but it isn't. To my knowledge, it hasn't been fired.
Right.
No, probably
so,
not.
I mean, it's a brand new gun.
Probably not.
Is it something you can set a price on and then just go for bids and...
We can
make sure you have to have Ford coin and all that stuff, but
man, yeah, we have to do the transfer,
keep records and everything else, but unless it's done through,
you have to have an FFL. That was the only reason he went there, because it was the easiest. But if we just have an FFL, if we have an FFL, do it for us, do the transaction.
Dan Daly
will
do
that.
Dan's here in town.
Brian Slaywell.
Yeah. So, I mean, that is the options to do.
I'd definitely pay more than that for it. I'll do that right now, but.
So, I mean, we probably have to, if we're going to do it the other way, we probably have to do it like a bit, don't we? Or,
Yeah, it's like anything else we sell. I think it's closed bids and seal bids, and we had to put the specification out there how it's running, but.
Doesn't Gorsuch still have online gun auctions?
Absolutely, he does.
Why can we do that?
We could. And then, and that gets handled.
And, right, and then it's, you know, it's no.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Well, we can table that and wait for, they do a spring auction, I think, with their guns.
Do that, and there's no attachment to anything to let it go for the highest bidder.
And he gets a lot of good bids on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, and you, yeah. That gun will bring some money.
Yeah. And they probably handle the.
I think this gun was $1,400.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, I think it was. It was over $1,400, I think.
If we're getting 630, we're really taking it. Yeah.
You bet we are.
I'll watch his stuff. And I'll,
pretty well tricked out, isn't it?
It's a nice gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From what I saw on the tab, yeah, it's pretty well tricked.
Yeah, it's a nice gun.
So do we need to make a motion to sell it at an auction?
I think you can sign it with Gorsuch anytime, and it'll just hang on to it until the auction happens.
Okay.
That's my understanding.
Okay.
What'll happen is they'll tell you to take it to Haley's house, and
yeah.
Haley will
yeah,
hold on to it until it's.
They'll handle the.
How much percent do they get off of that?
The buyer pays it.
The buyer pays it?
Yeah,
whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever
the buyer pays the.
FFL transfer.
That fee and the auctioneer fee.
Really?
Whatever the sale price is, what you get. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, minus probably the commission.
That's again paid by the buyer. Though.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? I'll be done. So, I mean, can that be just at the chief's discretion, or does the council have to do this?
Council has to vote on selling any property.
Okay.
So if you guys are consigned with Gorsuch, you're not taking any vote.
Is there any other weapons that aren't being used?
I don't think so. There are guns up there that can't.
No, I mean, I know,
yeah.
But there's nothing. I know there's.
I don't think there is. I think that's the only one, and I think that's why he just kind of was going to get rid of it because nobody's going to be carrying this. And
just good.
Probably easiest to keep track of. Mm-hmm.
So we need a motion on that?
So I'll make a motion that we put in a consignment auction with Gorsuch at his next gun auction.
I'll second it.
All right, we have a motion and a second. We get a roll call vote, please.
Yeah.
All versus Allie Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Yeah, motion carries. All right, we'll move on. This water line for this man's home, is that what we've already discussed,
yeah.
Kendall?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to pass that. It's already taken care of. We'll take no action. Next, Cindy, you want to explain that one?
I'm getting ready to retire, so need to vote on having Levi be the authorized agent for the IMRF. They have to have the minutes.
So
all right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Let's see. Next is the Comcast franchise agreement. Cindy, do you have information on that?
The copy of the agreement was in the packets, and it just has to be done every 10 years. I looked through it. Let me get my notes here. We get 5% of the annual gross of revenues for the area. And this last year we got $21,022. The year before. Last year was $19,413. So. But it's the way it's set up. We can only get 5% till the Comcast. It's like a company or whatever changes it, so. But it's what it is. We just have to do the agreement again, and it'll be good for 10 years. This gives them permission to run their wires, do their poles, all that stuff.
Cindy, can you refresh my recollection we had to do something with the Comcast franchise when the Mid-Century came in town, right?
I don't remember. Mid-Century? I don't know.
Mid-Century has a franchise with us as well. We did that when they came through mm-hmm. town. I was under the understanding.
But I don't know if Mid-Century pays us anything.
I don't think they do, but they still have access to all of our easements and right-of-ways.
Right.
It just seemed to me like we did an addendum to this agreement or got...
At that time?
Authorization from Comcast that they would understand that somebody else is using the same franchise type agreement as they are. So, sorry to bring this up at the last moment, but I just don't see anything in
it. I didn't remember that. Yeah, I didn't. I looked through it today. I didn't see anything about Mid-Century in here.
Anybody else happen to catch that and then look through this?
Unless it's just like somewhere says other companies. I don't know. I didn't see it.
Okay.
And I didn't read every word of it. And I was kind of checking to see. About the fees, basically.
Right.
So if I'm going to table it till next time, I can look for the Mid-Century one.
Oh, I've got it in my email.
Okay.
July 22.
See the part where competitive equity in the Comcast one.
Right.
But I think it's more of a cable company now.
It just seems to me, and again, this is based on my recollection, which isn't always 100% accurate, that we had to have Comcast acknowledge or sign off on something when Mid-Century came through.
So you're saying that part should be in this one again, something to do with Mid-Century?
If it's the way I think it is, then yes, it should be. Isn't
it should be in this one also.
Contract from Mid-Century saying such
and such. So we probably need to table this and do more research.
Yeah, and I apologize. I should have this done.
Oh, that's okay. That's
you need to table this?
Do we have the ability to do that? Time-wise? Deadline-wise?
No, there's no... I don't think so.
Well, yeah,
I didn't see any dates.
If you guys don't mind, I'll look into that and I'll get a hold of this individual that we were working with before back in 22 to try to get an idea of their requirements and our requirements. So.
All right, then we'll table this pending further investigation by the attorney. All right, we'll move on. Next is a part-time police officer.
Got a part-time he wants to hire. I know he started before with the previous chief, and he's ready to do the part-time training and get us another officer to help.
He already been there, though.
No, he'll have to take the part-time training. It takes a long time to get through.
You haven't been to the academy?
No.
How long is it taking to go through the training?
With the part-time, because it's they have to do so much online and they have to watch videos and log some hours, and then they have to do, I don't know if it's once a month, that they have to go to a training facility, and maybe twice a month. It takes quite a long time, because they have to have the same number of hours.
What's the difference between training?
You get it all done once.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, they say you're getting the same thing. I don't know if you necessarily do, you're watching on video.
He doesn't want to do the full-time training?
No, I think he's got another job.
He's got a job with
operators.
Chad, well, asphalt.
Get an operator for him.
Do we have to have a vote on this?
Yeah. Pardon me, we want to approve him.
Make a motion, I'll second.
I'll make the motion, we approve him part-time?
Second.
Any discussion? All right, we have a motion and a second to hire Tristan Boehner as a part-time police officer. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, motion carries. All right, Tristan. All right, moving on, the personal property replacement tax for the library. Cindy, you want to explain that one?
I laid the numbers on everybody's desk, how much the city had received from personal property replacement tax and how much the township had sent us. Does everybody understand what it is, this personal property replacement tax? We have to give a portion of it to the library. And it's, so I got the total there, $82,986.83. Multiply that times 19.6. So the amount the library will get this year is $16,265.42. It's a lot more than usual.
Yeah.
Usually it's like $6,000. But when I look back on stuff, it said that they had paid like double in 21, 22. And that's what this is, 22 to April 23. So the state had paid double in this PPR tax. So next year we'll go back to the...
Why did they pay double?
Because they took some fundings. They took other fundings away from the local municipalities.
It didn't really say. It just said that the amounts doubled from other year, you know, other
years.
That's
why they did it. And then they did this lump sum here real quick to make you think you're getting something, and then you go back to the previous.
John, I don't think you saw this.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. But yeah, it's something, you know, it's money they get every year. She always calls me in December.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve the payment for the personal property tax replacement to the library.
All right, motion and a second. Any further discussion? All right, we have to roll call vote that since it's money.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
John Spotler?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. That's all the business we have. Everyone had a chance to look at the bills? Questions, comments? If none?
Yeah, those were paper clipped together, so nobody signed them.
Yeah.
It was a test.
Those are the ones that had to be paid.
Just one? Because it was a test. Had to sign one bill?
No.
Yeah, there's this. Failed the test, too.
Nice, Cindy.
It's on the way out. I think she slipped it in after we talked about
it. Yeah, done. Short timer, she just messed
up. I mean, I looked at it, and I couldn't believe I caught it. I thought, this went through all these people, and nobody else signed it, and I caught it.
Tomorrow I'd be looking at him like, oh, I didn't sign any of these.
That's what I figured.
That's what you get.
It was a test. Everybody flunked.
Except them.
Story of my life.
You know, I'll make a motion. Damn.
I was sitting there.
After all that?
Nope, we've all signed it.
Pay anything now. Embarrassed.
I don't care.
You gotta pay the bills.
You gotta pay the bills. You ain't getting out of here until you pay the bills or you don't pay the bills.
I'll second that motion.
All right.
There
we go. Motion and second to pay the bills. Roll call vote.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
All right, bills will be paid. We're in business for another month. We do not have a closed session. No need for a closed session. No other business. Anyone have a motion to adjourn, please?
Motion to adjourn.
All right, meeting adjourned. Thank you all for coming. May God bless you all.